country which it's a country which is surrounded by 9 other countries. So if you're very clever, you can perhaps tell your pastor after we finished what these 9 countries are that border Zambia. That means that if you're in Zambia and start the Lord's work and spread the kingdom there, you have the possibility of reaching all these other nations with the gospel. So it's a very strategic place, and we felt very, very privileged to be taken there, although it was quite a task, strenuous venture to go there. So why did we go then? Well, we were working in Cape Town, but our church had been there for lots of years, away back of 150 years. So I said, why are we still here? Surely there's other parts. And I was looking around, I tried other parts. And then the opportunity came. There was a mission of soldiers. They were ex-soldiers of the South African Army, and they were very adventurous. They used to do their missionary work by motorbike. They'd go off on their motorbikes for hundreds, thousands of kilometers, carrying Bibles into danger zones like Mozambique and Angola and Sudan. And as they were doing this, they crossed through Zambia, and Christian pastors there said, please send somebody here. We are pastors, but we don't know our Bibles. Nobody has taught us. Can you send somebody? So that's when the call came to me. I felt, that's it. I feel this is what God wants me to do. And so I answered that appeal. And lo and behold, when I asked my wife, Marion, she was no complaints. She very much agreed, not knowing where she was going, but very courageously, we'll go, we'll try it. We'll go up to it. 3 left, I think, at that stage, and then 2 eventually went with us to Zambia. My daughter Suzanne was about 15, and Martin, I think, was 11 at the time. So it was an adventure for them too, and it takes you, of course, days to drive there from South Africa. So what was the objective? Well, it was to bring the kingdom of God into Zambia, because if you go to Zambia, you'll find that witchcraft is very common. You'll find witch doctors in every village. They have their demon dances, and when the moon is full, and we'd hear these drums going some nights, dum 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 dum, and you'd feel the darkness, not of the night, but of the power of darkness. And I would need to get out of my bed and get down on my knees, start praying, and then I would feel these powers receding. So we were really up against it there. So we were there to bring in the kingdom of light and of the Lord Jesus through his gospel and teaching these people. And then we wanted to use our gifts. We felt God had given us gifts, and we wanted these to be used to the full. And he discovered in Zambia, in all the challenges, that everything was sort of drawn out of me. And it was very fulfilling in that way. Then we wanted to assist these pastors, as they were very, very zealous and fire to bring the gospel to others. They even were going across the border into Mozambique, into the jungle there. And my son Martin went with them one day too. I wonder if you would like to do that. Any of you there, go off in an old 4x4 through the muddy roads and across the border into Mozambique, which is a very dark place where there's all kinds of bad things going on. Well, Martin went off and he got malaria there, which was very, very displeasing for Marion, his mother. But anyway, that was the objective. Now, the obstacles. Well, this could take me a long time. Even before we got to Zambia, we had an obstacle. We packed up and I had a trailer, and we got into this van and the trailer, and we got to the border. The last town is called Port Geeters Russ. It was a Saturday afternoon. We got there. I said, we might need candles in Zambia because what about the electricity is not reliable? I better go in here and get candles. And when I came out, there was uproar and screaming and shouting and say, come, come, they've gone with your bag. When my wife was unlocking the central locking in the car, some thief dived in under my driving seat and pulled out my briefcase with all my papers and documents and passports, everything. You know what that meant? Dead stop. I couldn't move. Saturday afternoon, the consulates were closed. Only the police station was open. I went there, I reported it. I went into all the rubbish bins in the marketplace. I went out to the township and spoke to the policeman there. Nothing doing. We said, this looks like as if we're never going to get to Zambia. We'll go back with our tail between our legs. Hey, well, what would you do in that case? Well, we booked into a hotel that night and I stayed up the whole night praying. That's the only thing I could do was pray and pray to the Lord. Is this all going to be for nothing? Is the devil won the day? Is this all been a pipe dream? Well, you know, in the morning I went off. I said, before we leave, I'm going to the township police station. And the sergeant there said, no, 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 I haven't had any news. I haven't heard anything. I went out to the car feeling very sad. And I saw five little boys, little black boys, going into the police station. Then somebody ran out, said, come in. There on the desk of the sergeant were five passports. Our passports. I said, where did they come from? Where did you find them? We'll go and find them, said the sergeant. So we went off, and there an outcrop of rock was my briefcase, torn open, and the cash was gone, but there was even a check there, all the documents I needed for the car and for the family. Everything was there. So we jumped into the van and set off through the border and we got to Zambia. What does that tell you, boys, hey, young folks? It tells us that the devil didn't want us in Zambia, but the Lord said, they are going. Isn't that right? It was a wonderful proof. So that obstacle was the devil's way of stopping us, but the Lord's way of confirming, this is where I want you. So we'd all kinds of other, even some of the people in the churches were against us at times, and we had a battle to keep going. I said, we didn't come here to run after you folks, I'm sorry. We just came here to teach and to teach the truth. That's the whole reason why we're here. And so we were teaching. I had 16 students to start, and they went right through, most of them, to the end, and we had a graduation after 3 years. And by that time, I realized I've got this work going. I've got somebody else to take over. I'll need to get back to Scotland because my family need me. But over these 3 years, we had wonderful times of God's blessing and deliverance. We were able to buy a farm there. We were able to get a manager from the south of England who knew all about agriculture. Phil Bailey's name was, and he's still in Zambia. He's become a Zambian citizen, as Phil, and he knew how to plant all kinds of herbs and things that would heal the Africans. So that was a great blessing. And he's still selling these herbs, and his successor too is doing that. He introduced a method of planting, which was called farming God's way. And this taught the pastors to support themselves because the people were too poor to support their own pastors. So the farm is doing wonderful work as well. And Emmanuel Sakala is the name of the principal of the college there now. That's the story of the ongoings. We got to the graduation. We got our 16 students graduated, and they're going on with the work of the Lord in Zambia. And in addition, I'll close with this. There's a wonderful lady out here called Marianne, and she's from the Netherlands, from Holland. She's a very skilled educationist, but she gave up her post there, came out to Zambia, and what did she do? She said, I can see there's a great need here. The children are not ready to go into school. I'm going to start preschools. and I'm going to base them on the Bible. It's going to be Christian preschooling. And she went from village to village to village, and she trained teachers, and these teachers were put into these villages, and the villagers paid their salaries, and she gave them a curriculum, and over 40 of these schools were planted in and around our college called Covenant College. And now she's moving out to other places. She started schools, these preschools, in Lundazi and in other parts of Zambia and even into Namibia. And now she started video programs teaching children worldwide. And it all began our college in Zambia. So in Zambia, and I'm going to just tell you, boys and girls, young folks, that maybe God is calling one of you to go to some unknown place, some strange place, because what does the Bible say? That we must teach all nations and all languages in time for the coming of the Lord. So I'll hand over to your pastor now, and if there's any questions you'd like to ask, I'll try and answer them.
I thought we'd only just begun, Uncle David.
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
No, I was going to say, I thought you'd only just begun.
Afrikaans.
No, I thought you'd only just begun. I thought you'd only just begun your story.
Oh, I see, yes. Oh, well, I went through it.
I'm going to turn off camera.
If you want to, I'll elaborate if you ask me any questions.
Yes, so what would you like to hear? Come on.
I'll tell you a little story about any questions?
So anyone, did you say the story? And then I'm sure someone will think of something. And we have from Holland here.
Right.
Two ladies from Holland.
See that again?
We've got two young ladies from Holland here.
Oh, you have, yes. That's wonderful, yes. So Marianne is from...
Hang on, you're about to wave, aren't you? Hang on. There we are. Are we on? No, hang on. There we are. They're going to wave. There we are.
I'm not sure. Well, let me,
hang on.
Let's yes, I can see you now. I had something up on the screen. Lovely to see you, ladies. Where are you from in the Netherlands?
Where are you from?
South.
South. They're from the south. Can you give a tell?
South. Oh, I see. Well, the Marianne is from Nunspruit, which is, I think, northeast.
Yes, that's right.
Round about Kampen and Zwolle. I've been to these places myself. Have you ever been to Zwolle?
Have you been to Zwolle?
Yes.
Yes,
you have, yes. Well, it's from near there that Marianne comes. She comes from the Freya Gerevermeerdekerk. Christelijke Reformed Kerk, the Christian Reformed Church, there, and she's been working from home with Zoom because of the pandemic. I don't know if she's gone back to Zambia yet, but she's still very busy doing that work. And you can probably get her on a internet site. If you look up in Covenant College, I think there's a website, you might find out about Marianne. So she's a wonderful lady. Her second name is Hendrickson, Marianne Hendrickson, and her work is continuing. I was just going to tell you a little story about, I told you at the beginning that Zambia is surrounded by many other nations, and one of the nations is the Congo, one of the very dangerous and troubled nations. We're a vast nation of many people. And when I was in Zambia, I heard there was a conference of Reformed churches there. And as our church was a member of that, I said, well, I'll try and get along to this conference. So I managed to get through by email, and they said, yes, here's a letter of welcome. Take it with you, and perhaps you can come. So I went up to Lusaka, to the capital of Zambia. I went to the Congolese consulate, and I said, I'm applying, and said, oh, have you got a letter? And I said, I handed over the letter and printed it out. They said, come back at 4 o'clock. They took my passport, and I came back at 5 o'clock, at 4 o'clock, and they gave me back my passport, and that was it. I said, well, what about my visa? What about my, oh, they said, it's in your passport. And I opened my passport, and here was, stamped in my passport, permission to go to this conference. So I went off. I don't need anything else, do I? I said, no, you don't need anything else. A friend had just started a plane flight to Lubumbashi, so I booked my flight. I landed in Lubumbashi and went to the customs, and they said, oh, where is your yellow card? I said, yellow card? Yes, you can't come in here without a yellow card. So here was I, all this plan to go to the conference, and they said, no, you can't come in. But I could see my friends in the distance, and I waved to them, and I shouted to them, they won't let me in, I have no yellow card. They said, just leave it to us. So I waited there, and they had a lady who negotiated with the people there in Lubumbashi, the officials, and lo and behold, they produced a yellow card with my name in it, and with all these ticks saying I did all these injections for yellow fever, for diphtheria, for everything. I'd never had anything of the sort, but that's the way it works in Zambia. In the Congo, you used to have the people every pay bribes and they get anything they want. So I went in there and I got to the conference. It was a great conference. And the one thing I can never forget is the singing of the Congolese. There were 9 young men. And one evening they sang just for about 2 hours, singing. And I never heard anything so glorious in my life, just praising the Lord with their hearts full. And it was just worth going through all that trauma to get there and hear that singing. So that's one little story from beyond the borders of Zambia.
Great. Any other questions?
Something's recording me.
Sorry?
Something's recording me.
Yeah, yes, it was being, hang on, I'll take the recording off, 1 second. How do I do that? 1 second. Nearly there, just give me a bit. Okay, I'll stop recording then.